We're back here with the player of the day. He made a one-handed catch. Of course, that's Jordan Taylor. I guess they're calling you Odell Part 2, or what is that?
Yeah, something like that.
You haven't seen the catch yet, right?
Right.
Okay, so we got a surface here. We're going to show you the catch for the very first time.
All right.
Can you kind of see?
Oh, yeah, I can see it.
One-handed, and then the somersault.
For sure, that volleyball roll.
So when you're watching it, I mean, what are you thinking here?
Honestly, I was running the route, and I looked up at the last second, you know, made eye contact with the ball. So, I mean, I just threw my right hand up, and luckily for those Under Armour gloves, you know, it stuck.
But you got
good.
Big hands, too, though, man, to be able
fairly
to
big hands,
right?
Yeah.
How much, do you know what they measure?
I'm not sure. I can't remember exactly what they measured at Pro Day. Triple X gloves, I mean. But, I mean, you know, DT has bigger hands than I do. So, I mean, they're not massive, but they're not small, that's for sure.
Jordan, do you practice catches like that? I mean, in practice, like, I see you guys messing around sometimes, one-handed, you know, behind-the-back type stuff. Is that stuff that you just kind of mess around and that's where that reaction comes from?
I think, yeah. I mean, working on that type of stuff, like you said, when it's just us messing around after practice, we will catch one-handed. Sometimes Tyke will have some of our drills where we'll have one-handed catches, but in the moment, you know, it just happens like that. I mean, honestly, I didn't plan to just throw one hand up. It just happened at the last second.
Well, the funny part is that, you know, Taurean was in such good coverage.
Yes.
Did he just look at you like, come on, man?
Yeah, like, he did. He's in disbelief for sure. I mean, he did. He had great coverage. He was pushing me to the sideline. Mark threw a great ball, and, you know, like I said, I just threw my right hand up and came down with it.
Well, conveniently for us, we have a sideline right here,
yep.
And we also happen to have a football. So let's get a little reenaction.
Right, here we go.
Thing here.
Here we go.
Okay.
So
we're running
down
this
way. Yeah, I'll be Taurean.
Yeah, so we're
so
running.
I'm like,
I look up at the last second, throw my hand up, caught it. I think caught it back in here, somewhere in there. And then
did the
flip after that. The flip wasn't planned either. It just happened.
When you're coming down the sideline, you know where the sideline is or what?
I mean, supposed to have a good idea. You got to have some awareness there. So I knew I was getting close for sure because, like you said, the tight coverage Taurean was giving me. And so, I mean, I knew I was in bounds, though, for sure. So that was good.
That's one of those instances where you can go back to the wide receiver room and, like, okay, I know it's coming. I know the tape's coming. This is going to be a good meeting.
Yeah, Kubiak let me break down the team after practice. He said he was going to show it later on. So
perfect.
That'll be good.
Well,
awesome.
On a serious note, for you, guy who's really trying to get your name known out there, when you make a catch like that, what does that do for you confidence-wise and both in that wide receiver meeting room?
Yeah, it gives you some confidence for sure. And like you said, it's always good to go back and see yourself do something positive on film, but there's some things that I'll have to go back and work on from practice this week too, or today and yesterday. So it's really just all about me improving every day at this point and making the best training camp that I can.
Cool, man. Well, we appreciate you joining us. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you
very much.
Congratulations.
Today's star, Jordan Taylor, joining us here on the BTV Live from Training Camp Show.